At 617 Ursuline Street in New Orleans sits a traditional French bakery called Croissant d'Or Patisserie. It has operated under that name for more than 40 years. But people have come to this address for sweet things to eat since 1921. And that was when a first-generation Sicilian immigrant named Angelo Brocato moved what had been a tiny ice cream parlor nearby into this grander space. Brocato's ice cream and confectionery parlor had two salons facing Ursuline, one for men and one for women. And the history tells us that Mr. Brocato wanted, and I quote, to protect single ladies from the incessant advances of admiring men. Green and white square tiles, carefully pressed into mortar on the sidewalk over a century ago, still spell out Angelo Brocato, ladies' entrance. In 1983, another first-generation immigrant, this one from Tours, France, bought 617 Ursuline from the Brocato family. Maurice Delichelle transformed the spot into Croissant d'Or Patisserie, but he left the Brocato's tiles in place to honor their legacy. On Monday morning, I ate a croissant filled with apples for breakfast there, and those tiles made me want to learn the history of the place. And it is a deeply Southern story, one very much in keeping with how this unique city on the Mississippi River has always absorbed the cultures of the people who came to it. Some came by choice, and many, in the case of enslaved Africans, came by force. But New Orleans people have always created new pieces of the South's culture, what we eat, what we dance to, what we read. For well over a millennium, what is now New Orleans was a vital hub for commerce among Native Americans. Then the French colonists arrived, bringing thousands of enslaved Africans with them. Later, Spain took the colony from France and held it for four decades. They sold it back to Napoleon Bonaparte in 1800, and then, 3 years later, the United States bought it, the Louisiana Purchase. And after the Civil War and slavery's abolition, new waves of immigrants have kept changing New Orleans and its culture, as they've changed the whole South and its culture. The culture of the American South does not and has never belonged to a single tribe of people. With every person who comes here, our culture changes. The dark parts of our history and its sweet parts evolve together into something ever richer, provided we choose to treat each other with the hospitality the world knows us for. On Monday morning on Ursuline Street, I could taste every bit of that in my breakfast, and it was delicious. Come see us anytime at SalvationSouth.com. We're the Southern family that you wish you had.